During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We backstage. Damani just stopped through Dreamville 2024. How you feeling?
Amazing, man. The performance was amazing. The energy was amazing. It was, man, yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Like, it felt like you had control as soon as you walked out there, though. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. You did, huh?
Hey, man. Nah, it definitely was a click. It was a little switch for sure.
Okay. Speaking of switch, what usually, like, how do you be before this show? Like, before you get on stage, because you perform so much now, it's kind of second nature, or do you still get nervous?
Not necessarily, like, nervous, but I'm, like, thinking about all this. Like, today I walked in, I forgot I had my AirPods in my ear, so I was thinking about that. I'm thinking, like, dang, I still hear the music. What is this in my ear? It's not my, what you call it? So I was trying to think about that. My phones was in my pocket. I'm just thinking about a bunch of weird stuff. So
so you just zoned out and just performing. Your mind somewhat completely
just
different.
Turn it on.
Yeah, I was on stage thinking about my phones, weighing my pants down, my AirPod in my ear. Let me take my AirPod out. All type of stuff. So.
Oh, that's good. It looked effortless.
Thank you.
Man, you got a song with DC Young Fly
and
Ceddie Hendrick right now.
Absolutely.
Bro, that's the one. That's
what I'm telling them, yeah.
So how did that come together? Can you tell us about that?
Said he pulled up to the studio. Mm-hmm. Boom. That might have been the first beat we played. And then he got on there and did the hook in like 12 seconds. Came out. I'm doing my verse. I see DC. He's just already there. He's in the hallway. And I say, you want to get on this? This man, he said, yeah. And he prayed in the hallway and walked in the booth and laid all that down, what he did. Wow. And it just happened just like that.
organic. Like yeah. it wasn't nothing like, you know what I mean? You had to map out. It's just.
Nothing was orchestrated. Nothing was thought out. We just made that song and it just happened just like that.
Because I feel like in the sense of that, like you, a lot of people, like you show how your art comes out and like with Fly, they try to put him in a box. But like right. with y'all coming together on the song, now it's like, oh yeah.
Absolutely, man. We showing the world we could do, there's no limitations.
Right,
for correct. Sure. Absolutely, man. Yeah, but that was a beautiful night.
You knew that night it was going to do that, though? After
Nah, but you could just feel when a song is just good, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, we didn't know it was going to take off like that. But that's the beauty about music, man.
And I've been hearing it on the radio, too, in the city playing. How does that feel when you ride around Atlanta, like in places that you grew up and you dreamed about hearing your music on the radio, now you actually get to hear it in your city.
It's just confirmations. We just know that it's working. Visuals going crazy.
Yeah.
That man, DC, the crazy thing, in the music video, the man almost had to do all that over because it was one take. DC was late coming out when he popped out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I had to yell, DC, come on.
Yeah.
He came out the door, but we made it.
Y'all did it all in one take?
That was one take, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Y'all just like, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's the one. We said, yep, nothing else. For sure.
Keeping it organic, just like how y'all did the song.
What y'all got going on out here, though?
Oh, we always rock up and pull with Backwoods. Roll with Backwoods.
For sure.
At different festivals, you know. I think we saw you on One Music Fest. Weren't you out there at One Music? Me and Los was out there then.
For sure.
When we had, you know, all the different events and festivals that's going on, we trying to pull up and just talk to the artists. And
y'all doing y'all thing, too, though. Y'all talking about me. Y'all doing y'all thing. Man. I've been seeing y'all.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Nav been killing it. He got the show with Drewski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Be on that.
For sure.
Yep. And just touring and everything is lit. I'm on Trap News on 85 South now. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's so funny. You got to check it out.
Man. Mm-hmm.
What's special about the Dreamfield Fest? Like, what set it apart?
That's a great festivals? Question. Man, it's just more quality, I feel like. That's why I was... That's why I was so grateful to be on the list, because it wasn't nothing but great people on the list.
Yeah, everybody don't make that list.
Right, everybody don't make the list. You know, other festivals, they'll be like, who are these 12 people right here?
Yeah, you have
a lot more artists.
You have some hit on
them. Yeah. On this one, it's like ain't nothing but just hitters on this list. So
thanks.
I was just, that's what I feel like sets Dreamville apart from everybody else. It's just nothing but quality.
Right. From beginning to end, like it ain't with like I come around when they perform. Like, nah, you want to get that when it open up.
Absolutely.
And catch everybody that hit the stage.
They whole setup is just amazing, man. They got stations, juice, water. They take care of you out here. Ain't nothing but just good vibes, good energy.
Food be important.
Food.
The atmosphere.
Yeah.
But even cold, with them being stamped on there, how does that feel like you coming up? I know they kind of compare y'all a lot.
Yeah.
How do you feel being that somebody that's been in the game for a minute and we grew up listening to them?
Mm-hmm. I take it like, man, it's a compliment. Of course, we are our own person. I take it as a compliment because I feel like that's how people used to get introduced to something. Like, if you eat some food and it tastes good and you're trying to explain it to somebody else, like, oh, it tastes like this and that put together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way of saying it.
So I understand. But yeah, man, Cole's a good person to be in the same sentence. Yeah.
So you being a music connoisseur,
mm-hmm.
Kendrick,
Cole and Drake.
Yeah, Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. But Cole just responded. I know you heard it.
Yeah.
What you think about it?
One thing Cole gonna do, he gonna spit, man. He's a real lyricist at all. And it's always better than the last. It's always better than what he put out before that. So, man, that man just constantly raising the bar. I feel like it's gonna be nothing but good music that come from
this.
That's
what
real.
I said.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Cause I done heard you a lot of times say them two of your favorite rappers.
Yeah.
So with you being a fan of both, do you feel like sometimes rap beef is sort of necessary to keep the game sharp, or like you said, to keep good music coming out?
I don't look at it like beef. I look at it like they just trying to see who's sharper.
They being competitive.
You know, yeah.
Competitive. They on the court. They on the field.
Exactly. They trying to see who got the sharpest pen right now, and that's all it is, man. Like I said, ain't nothing but good music could come from it. So, but yeah, I do feel like it lets people, you can't slack. You can't get comfortable. It's like it's hard to get comfortable when you know this dude back here think he just as good as you or even better than you. Yeah. So I gotta go 110% and yeah. I
feel somebody you listening to the money like that you would put in that spectrum that people might not know about, like, you know, in that
Ruben Vinson, he's signed to Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. He with Ninth Wonder. Okay. Third World, yeah. If you don't know about Ruben Vinson, check him out.
Check him out, okay.
Absolutely. You could be a beat playing. You could make a beat with your mouth and say rap, and he'll freestyle and tell you all who all here, put y'all all in a rap and everything. Dang. That's how I met him. I said, yeah, we gotta form an alliance.
Y'all did one together?
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want no smoke, bro.
That man is dope. Let's get one in. Yeah.
Let's collab.
Yeah.
For sure. That's what's up. I was going to say, any other, like, what song do you have in rotation right now? What you feel like? Let me hear this. Put that on.
Jordan Ward. I like his album, his last project, Crocs. Let me see. SZA.
For sure.
What you got? The new SZA or are you still on that last album?
I had this album pulled up too. The
Cole. Yeah, you got J. Cole album pulled up.
Oh, dang. Stevie Wonder. I've been playing Stevie Wonder back to back, so.
Okay. Yeah. What's one of your favorite Stevie Wonder songs?
It's called As. Okay. I love that. Or Saturn. You like Stevie Wonder?
I do, but I don't have a favorite. Like, he's not somebody that I would put on. I'm more of a put on some Luther or Whitney. Mm. Yeah.
I like Stevie Wonder Christmas songs. You know, you got to know. Yeah. You got to know. For sure. Christmas time in the city, all that type of thing.
Ribbon in the sky.
Yeah. I feel like if I had to pick an artist to listen to, like, all day, not all day, but, like, for the rest of my life, it would be Stevie Wonder. And I think my dad would not like the fact that I said that.
Yeah. But speaking of that.
You're like, what? Yeah.
You, him, and King went, how that song?
It's amazing, man. It's just moments, man. I was just grateful that it got a chance to get out into the world and leave the studio. Because a lot of dope moments stay in the studio, stay on the hard drive. Mm. The fact that it got a chance to really come out and people got a chance to see that moment was amazing. Yeah, man, we just like music. We all be in the studio making music.
Yeah.
For real. So
that's artistic. Do you feel like you always had some inner competition in the family with somebody where you was like trying to outprove your talent to them? Or like against somebody else? Like you said, they're friendly competition.
Right. It's always competition. But with the family, we probably like.
But who you feel like they'd be trying to come for you?
Nobody like coming for me. Like King will do something that I like. Right now he's going crazy with the merch. Like his merch packaging, the quality of his merch is going crazy. And I'm not like hating on it. Like I'm like, oh, I need to step my merch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah.
So it's something that and Messiah with his whole look and the fact that he picked up multiple instruments, the guitar, the keys, the drums, the bass. And learn all those instruments. Like, oh, I need to.
You and your more than I could bag.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's nothing but that. Absolutely.
That's what's up. Your album is called Dear Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Who well, is Jane?
That's what it is. That's the album is nobody. It's just that question. You know how it be like John Doe.
It's somebody.
You know how it be like.
Or it's a few somebodies.
Hey.
He don't want to get in trouble.
It's Dear Jane.
He's smart now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they would be like John Doe?
Yeah.
The female version is Jane Doe. Yeah. So it's Dear Jane.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if a female say, that's me you talking about, yeah, that was you the Jane.
Absolutely. That was you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Y'all don't do ciphers at the house?
No.
They be beating on the table.
I'm just saying, like,
when they eat.
All y'all musically inclined, I'm thinking, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like
Messiah great. Might come
we used
with a
to,
beat.
Though. Okay. Not like.
Not recently.
Well, I know they Christmas talent shows was what? In the house. What? but you know, it's kind of. Sometimes it's a lot of pressure growing up with, like, not even a famous parent, but a very successful parent. So you like, you know how when you coming out the hood, sometimes you like, oh, when I get on, I want to buy my mama a house or I want to do this. Like, so you know that you made it or you feel accomplished or like you proved yourself to your parents. Yeah. Do you have something like, what is that for you to feel like, okay, I know when I do this, I know I made my daddy proud? Or do you already feel like
that's a great question. I would say a family trip.
Everybody to pay for the family trip.
Pay for the whole family
trip. And boy,
trip.
Y'all yeah. going on some trips.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, boy, you
got to go to the Maldives or something.
You might as well buy a house out. Y'all.
Yeah. That's what I would say. The whole family trip. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's go. But the that's whole family. One. My family, too, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
And man, one thing about it, I noticed when they were doing the We The Ones tour, you remember your dad was headlining that, and he would bring you out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could just tell, like, it was like defining moment for him to look and see, like, damn, my son really doing this shit on a big stage.
Right.
And like you be, like, I don't know, like you say it clicks, like you be in your zone. Like, yeah. I don't even think you be looking out there like you like.
I don't. Cause off stage, I probably be quiet. I probably be just to myself.
When you go up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They be like, where'd this come from? Sure, yeah. Yeah, man, I just, I love those moments. Like I said, I'm glad that song, those moments was able to just be released because, mm-hmm. you know, I be in my head, just thinking like cause the song we got I was thinking about not releasing it because I know that sounds crazy but yeah. cause I ain't wanna get like overshadowed people think like oh that's just because of woo-doo. Like I've been thinking about like that my whole life
so like you was in your own head kind
of. Yeah but yeah. I think a lot of artists say that the songs that be popping the ones that be taking off be ones that they don't even think is they best or yeah. like you said you in your head about it but absolutely. It still be taking off as an artist do you have like limit do you have a checklist of like nah, this is why I can't release this because or do you allow yourself to release as much as you create like do you like you said do you keep a lot of stuff because you waiting on things or do you allow yourself the freedom to like okay if I made it and it got mm-hmm. done or it's on the hard drive at this point it need to be out there
right the only like lately if I'm thinking like that it'll be like dang I don't want this to hurt somebody. Like, if I'm talking about something, cause that's what I use my music for, to, like, yeah, talk to about express. Real life, how I yeah. feel. Like, I don't want this to hurt somebody, so maybe I should change the lyrics or not release it at all.
Okay.
So, it's just finding that balance right there. I think everything else is, like, if I'm, like, I don't like my verse, and then my team say, nah, I like that verse was fine, then I put it out. I got outvoted. I allow myself to get outvoted.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. A lot of the music come out because I got outvoted. Not gonna lie.
You take constructive criticism.
Yeah,
that's good.
How I feel rolling with KP, man?
KP, that's my guy, man.
Yeah.
I just value his opinion so much because I know he's seen so much and he just has that eye. He has that ear.
Yeah, you know so that's what I was thinking. Like, yeah. with somebody like that around you, and then you got Dre, so it's like you have, like, different people like that you yeah. usually people have like that they only grew up with
right
like, you
right.
got different spectrums like older like of you know experience. What I'm saying you got a wise team around you
yeah, yeah. and KP and when he say he's like dang
see that's how that the spirit just
the
moved
spirit right, just, right. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah they just didn't nail that shit good
they went with it too
but look when KP say he likes something I know that it's good.
Yeah, he know the formula. Yeah, you can't even argue
yeah,
with
that. Yeah, he ain't gonna gas you.
Right.
He'll tell you straight like
nah,
it is.
Nah, he an asshole. But, he gonna...
well, I ain't mean to call him an asshole.
No. He know how... he know how to tell you something nicely. That's what yeah. I was saying. So, like...
Oh, he gonna say it nice.
Yeah, he'll say...
Well, I wouldn't say
personally,
he said nice.
Me personally. Yeah. I don't know. I'm his nephew, so I don't know. Yeah. But I know me. Yeah. If he don't like it, he knows how to say he don't like it nicely. So, when he say he do like it... I know that's know it's good.
Because you know yeah. when bad music get out, you always be like, who the fuck was in the studio when this nigga made this?
Who
okayed it?
Yeah. Who got them confirmed?
Who gave the check off?
Right, right. So that's good that you got people that's going to keep it real with you. Like so, you said, with the experience too.
For sure, yeah.
Yes, yeah, we were talking good about you, KP.
You need to talk good.
See, that's why I was talking about
yeah,
ass.
Okay. What's on your checklist as an artist?
Like, I know this event was a checklist, right?
You want to do?
I know you
festivals?
Still living in the moment, but this,
you
want
to do movies? You want to where you want to go as an artist?
Yeah, I would say this was a checklist.
Gotcha.
But it's so much more work to do, man.
For sure.
It's so much more work. Movies, yeah, I like movies. I just like just expressing myself for real, whether that's designing clothes or that's playing a character in a movie. I don't get to act like this, or I've never even got to live from this perspective. So that's why I like acting. But yeah, I open up. I want a headline for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you're going to see
that's
the progression.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there any place you want to headline, like, whether it's a war show or something like that?
War show. I like the wars. I like stuff like this more, though. Like the festivals.
Because you see the people and feel the energy, huh?
Exactly, man. The award shows be a little too orchestrated, which is still cool. Like, it's an art in that, and I love that, too. But I like this award
show. And then it's in... You don't even feel like you're in North Carolina right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it don't feel like we're in North Carolina. Yeah,
it feel like you're in...
Somewhere else.
Somewhere... I'm not saying...
Raleigh ain't turned. No, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of people... No, Raleigh turned this weekend, though. Like, for sure. The city, it's but I'm a saying lot of this people will
put eyes on the city, like, now. Nah, like, yeah, we got to go back to Raleigh. But then you be like, okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. A lot of people drove out here for this, flew out here for this.
Yeah, they did.
Man, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What you got coming up next? Something you could tell us, like, some exclusive. Like, not no generic answer, not nothing you gave them. Give us something exclusive. No,
okay. I got another EP coming out. Boom. Okay. I got shows. I'm gonna be at the 420. You gonna be in Atlanta? 420?
Yeah, I'm gonna come.
We got the 420 event. Music. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I got a movie coming out. Waterboy.
Look, you doing Waterboy movies. Movie.
Yeah. I was the antagonist, so that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
I think they call it The Water Boys.
You said you were the what?
Oh, The Water Boys.
Not Boosie, not the Boosie.
No, one. I'm saying what you said. You were the what?
Antagonist.
The antagonist and the protagonist.
They go them words, bro. Y'all just be throwing words around like everybody know that. Explain it to the viewers, not me. I know what you mean.
It's like the villain, the bad person.
Okay, gotcha.
You got the protagonist.
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
In case y'all didn't know.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate you coming through and chopping up with us, Backwood Backstage, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Damani, y'all go listen to the new EP. It's out right now.
Dear Jane, right
Dear
now.
Jane. Dear Jane, man. My dog.
My dog. Ah. Good.
Thank you. So good to see you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.